This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in to the Flash After Show. This is Season 6, Episode 18, Pay to Piper After Show. There's so much going on. We have old foes coming back, new foes here, maybe not here, maybe just another rendition of them. We're gonna see. There's so much to talk about, but as you guys can see, I am not alone. I have my partners in crime with me, as always. First, we got the OG of the After Show. He's been on all the seasons, if not like many other superhero shows. Zach, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. A little hot, but you know, hanging in there, man. How about yourself?
I feel you, dog. I was gonna say, I'm gonna be hiding, like sneaking some, like waving some sweat, but it is hot out here. We're in California. You know it's hot. It's almost summertime, but we're dealing through it. We're here to talk about the Flash and be here for the fans. But you know who's also here for the fans? Shiksha Mantani. How are you doing?
What's up, everyone? So excited. It's Flash time. Yes.
Let's go. Yeah.
My enthusiasm. We can still talk about it, so let's do it.
Yes, and you, and I'm going to just make sure they all know you're going to be handling the news later today, and Zach is manning the comments, so if you guys want to tell us what's going on, what you guys saw about the episode, what you think about what we're saying, we want to engage with you, so just drop it in the live chat, and we are there. But like I said, there was so much to talk about with this after show. At first, there was Camille and Iris in the Mirrorverse, and we still haven't seen David there yet, but that is to come, we expect. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of drama going there. And then there's a lot of drama in the real world with Barry, Cecile, and all of Team Flash, including Cisco and everybody. And this episode really encompassed everybody, almost everybody of Team Flash. I think we're missing Chester, but like it encompassed so many people in this episode. It was really cool to see. What'd you guys think about the overall episode, Zach?
Yeah, overall episode, I was just not too much of a fan of. Maybe it was the fact that they had so many people in it, and I'm used to kind of just more centralized focused episodes with one or two characters, one or two of the actors. I felt like a lot was going on. They're obviously rushing to finish the season and wrap up the stories. Had good points, had good, plot points. I enjoyed some of it, but it wasn't one of my favorite.
Shiksha, what do you think?
I loved this episode. It was so good. I mean, it was the first episode in such a long while that we finally got to see Team Flash come together and work towards a common goal. We haven't seen that in so long, and I've been craving it, and despite the frustrations and the anger that they were feeling, I still think that it was a great episode that showed us them working together. So, yeah,
I agree with you. I love the fact that they are like, we have to come together, because at the end of the day, we all didn't know that these were not our loved ones. They were not our friends. So, but the frustrating part on that same token is it didn't start off that way. This episode started off with a lot of frustration, a lot of fighting, a lot of disbanding of the team. And that was frustrating to watch. So I'm definitely in the middle. If I have to pick a side, I'm in the middle on this one, so I'm not picking one, because it was good and bad. We got a lot of great things with Godspeed and the team, but we got a lot of frustration with the same old storylines that I feel like we need more character development, but I'm going to leave that for later in the show. I feel like we should first start with the Mirrorverse. Let's just like talk about what's going on there, because there was confusion on my side about like, it seemed to me like there was like a jump in time, but there physically wasn't, because they didn't tell us. Because last episode we saw Iris talking about Barry, I'm gonna come back to you, like Barry, don't worry. I mean, Barry, don't worry, in a sense. And then we jump to this episode and she's kind of, and Iris is kind of losing it. She's like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. I'm already sending my like goodbye video and everything. Like, do you think that Iris and Camille and David are gonna find a way to get out, or are they just gonna be kind of bystanders that have a storyline until they're freed? Zach, we can start with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to meet Camille tonight. Thank God Iris found her. Little wondering where Eva is, because she's traveling from the mirror world, and like it's kind of sloppy to just leave people that you've just kind of like stolen from the real world. Happy that Iris is teaming up with her to kind of put together another segment of Team Flash. David's one of these actors that comes and goes, and I love when he's on the show, but I feel like they haven't made him such a strong character for him to come in enough. So I think this is one of these instances where we're going to have a team Camilla Iris and maybe get David, or it's just going to be like a last minute kind of thing, which is sad because, man, I love the character, the actor and everything. He does an amazing job. I think they're going to be stuck in there for a while.
Siksha, what do you think?
I think they're out next episode. I think this is it. We're getting to it. I mean, they've just been building up to it for so long. Now they're showing Iris going a little crazy, which is an interesting twist that I'm not pleased with, but okay. Yeah, I think that they're coming out next episode. They better come out next episode.
I'm almost positive I made this prediction, which if I did, I'm sticking with it. If I didn't, I'm going to explain it. I don't think they're gonna make it out this season. I think it was planned for them to come out, but with a abrupt ending, I think it's gonna be one of our cliffhangers. I think that is gonna be a cliffhanger, and maybe Godspeed or something else is gonna be a cliffhanger, because there's so much to do in one episode to get everyone out. Like, they have to get David. The Flash has to figure out what to do. Cisco has to go to Atlantis. Like, there's so much stuff still has to happen. That's what's frustrating.
One episode too.
Yeah, and just one episode. So it's like a lot of stuff going on. But we'll get into some of that stuff later in the episode.
It would be a disservice to everybody, I think, to us, if they actually did let them out next episode.
How so?
Everything Jeff just said. How are we going to miss out on seeing Atlantis? I'm sorry. Come on. I would love to see Atlantis. They can't come out. I want to see Atlantis. Like, we got to see it in the movies. You know what? I think it would be an awesome thing if they could pull that off here. And it could set up a whole nother superhero show as well on the side. Who knows? You know, live action.
Do you think that they're going to do that, though? Because I honestly don't, because they have Aquaman in the movies already.
They could have Aqualad. Aqualad was so cool. He was an amazing character, and I think he surpassed Aquaman in certain things. Teen Titans, I mean, look, that's a whole nother thing. I don't think they're going to go that route. We're getting Stargirl this summer? Is it this summer?
No, in a week.
We're getting Stargirl in a week.
We're getting Stargirl a week. Let me be correct. A week after The Flash. So it's taking the same spot as The Flash. But yeah, so we're getting Stargirl. Kind of TLDR. I've seen the first three episodes. It is good. So I want you guys to tune in. You get to see so many different superheroes from the past and like from the future. It's really cool. It's really different because the main character is a 15-year-old. But I'm already plugging for a different show. Let's get back to The Flash. Siksha.
Oh, man.
No, same question for you, though. Do you think we're going to see Atlantis in The Flash? Because like that would be a lot. That would be a lot. We've seen what they can do with CGI and everything, but do you think we'll see Atlantis in this episode or in this series?
No. There's literally no, I mean, yes, would it be cool to see? Absolutely. But it looked like it was just Cisco who was going, right?
Yeah.
So I think that this is another way for them to have the actor not be in an episode. Because we already knew that the actor is trying to pursue other things, and he's bowed out of quite a few episodes already. So I think this is just him doing that again. So he's going to go to Atlantis and then he's going to come back, but we're not going to see it.
Oh, you guys said Atlantis? I thought you said Atlantic, like Atlantic City.
Oh, no.
Going to Atlantic City. No, I'm messing with you guys.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? No, but I'm like, it's kind of crazy though, because I didn't even think about it. I was wondering, like, why would they keep bringing this up? Because this is not the first time they brought up Atlantis. So they're not like going to tease the fans like that so much with such a pivotal city when we know that so many great characters come from that. I feel like they have to bring an Aqualad now, like, or maybe a villain from there or something they incorporated, because I agree with you that Cisco is leaving because, or like leaving episodes because of like other ventures and stuff. But to bring like Atlantis into it, it needs something more, I feel like.
Do you think we'll actually get to see him there?
No. I don't.
Not this season, no.
I honestly don't think we'll ever see Atlantis. One, because we've seen it in the movies already, and I think there's still rules and stuff, like what characters, what places we can see and can't see. Also, money-wise, do we really want to see all CGI city Atlantis under the water? How are the characters going to incorporate down there? Like, the Flash can't swim, I mean, can't like breathe underwater unless, I don't know, that like strength or superpower. So it's a lot of questions. I think they don't want that problem for this TV show. I think they'll just incorporate a character, but we will see. One last question about Iris. What do you think's going on with her? Because like you see her like kind of having like these headaches, Camille's starting to have these headaches. And then if you guys have watched the teaser for the next episode, Barry actually goes to talk to Dr. McCullough and or Mr. McCullough, and he says that if you get Iris back, she might not be the same person. So do you guys think that she will have these headaches or problems once she gets out? Shiksha?
That's an interesting question. I have no idea. Just because we don't really know exactly what's going on with her. But I'd like to think that they're not long-lasting effects. But there's a really high possibility that we'll see her not herself for a good while when she comes out. Yeah.
What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, they're recycling kind of plot lines. Yeah, she's going to come out. I think she's going to come out. Little loopy. It's a little unfortunate because we've had Ava in Mirror World for about 6 years or so, and she's only at this point, and Iris is already showing, signs of like things that Ava did, like scratching her arm and these headaches and stuff, which is just like, you've only been in there for a month, maybe? I don't know how long, not too long. So like, it throws the timeline off of things. It's a little weird, but I think we're going to get what we did with Barry when he came out of the Speed Force, a few episodes of her, maybe a little loopy. They'll figure something out to help her out, and then she'll get back to normal. It would make no sense unless they want to remove her as the actress from the show to have her continue to be in a mental state. Because where do you go with that? You know, like what plot lines can you play with that?
Yeah, you don't really gain anything from doing that. So I totally agree. And we did actually get to see a timeline in this episode, because like Barry mentions, like it's been 5 weeks of me not knowing that was Iris. So to Six's frustration and a lot of people's frustration, they're blaming themselves for not knowing that Iris was fake, that Camille was fake and everything. And I kind of want to move on to like the Joe and Iris and Barry. And I start with Joe because that's what we saw at the beginning of this episode. Were you surprised to see Joe in this episode finding out all this information?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did not expect to see him at all. That was one of the things I actually liked about this episode, is that, you know, in the past we've had so many characters this season that we only get a handful per episode. But this episode, like you mentioned in the beginning, other than Chester, we pretty much saw everybody in some way or shape or form. So I actually enjoyed getting to see Joe, even if it was for a little. I think it was the right thing for Barry to do, to let him know what was going on because of how grave the situation it is. It just kind of showed him being a good son, you know? But I thought that it was interesting when they said it, and I didn't think about it till they said it, but the three reporters didn't catch it. Well, yeah, Iris was the first. Oh. Allegra didn't catch it, and Camilla got caught because she didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So very true.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting that they're the reporting
there. Yeah.
Yeah. So they said it a couple of times and I was like, oh yeah, that's interesting.
Zach, were you surprised to see Joe in this episode?
I was. I was very surprised to see him, especially because he was going off. We had this whole thing of Barry, you know, trying to defend himself a few episodes ago to Iris with like how it was a decision that needed to be made for his own safety, his own protection, for the family's protection. Mind you, I think everybody should have gone. But he like flipped it on his head. He was just like, yeah, you know, I should have said something. I noticed something with my baby girl. Like I knew something was off, but I didn't say something. I was like, no, you didn't. You pushed that off on Barry. You were like, no, you're crazy. Yeah. Man, don't worry about that. I was just like, I wasn't happy to hear that. When he said that, it was kind of like backpedaling, you know?
Only Wally caught it,
which is the only person that I would understand to why he would catch it, because he's been away this whole time.
Very true.
Something that's noticeable.
But also, I would be okay with him not having caught it because he didn't grow up with Iris. So even though they're siblings, they didn't grow up together. So that's why also, not just because Barry's married to Iris, but because they grew up together, that I was so upset about it.
Yeah, see, like, I'm back and forth on if Barry should have noticed, because like Iris has said everything that Barry knows Iris to say. So like, to him, she might be acting weird or doing crazy things, like the pancakes is just better at cooking now, but like nothing was too crazy off. But like, just to kind of go back on the Joe part, I was very surprised to see him. I was happy at first to see him, but I was frustrated with how the scene went down. Because they, like you said, he was like, oh, I should have known, like I did this and that. And I'm like, okay, cool. Why are you telling Joe? Because now we see Joe, and then you're telling him all this and that his daughter is in trouble and that she's in some mirrorverse, but yet he goes back to Central City and Joe does not. It wasn't realistic to me as a, and I'm not a dad yet, but like as a person that would think, if my daughter is in any type of trouble, there's nothing that's going to stop me from not going back home and focusing my total like thought process on that. Even if it's me staying in Star Labs 24 hours under protection, I need to go get my daughter back. So that was the frustrating part with me, is like, yes, we want to incorporate Joe. Yes, we want to kind of tell him what's going on, but that brings back a bigger plot. Like, is it realistic for him not to be there? So I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Me? You want me to go? I'll be real quick. So someone from the chats, Rick Bocanagra, says, I thought Barry didn't know where Joe was.
I thought it was just him and David, right? Or maybe it was just David.
I don't think even Barry knew where he was.
Yeah, he didn't. Because
it wouldn't make any sense.
In the fight with Iris, he's like, I don't know where he's going. He could be in there like the 50-mile radius and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good catch. I mean, it was a lot of frustration with that, with that scene. But yeah. Like, you know what also frustrated me was the scene when Barry tells the whole team what's going on. And instead of everybody like, oh my gosh, we all fell for this. We need to get these people back. They were like, oh my gosh, I fell for this. I need to go be mad by myself. How did you feel about their reaction, Shiksha?
I was so focused on the fact that they were all in the same room together that I was like, okay with it. I mean, you're right. I wasn't too happy about the fact that they weren't coming together in that moment to figure out a solution. They were more about me, myself, and I. And I think it's a result of the last few episodes of them having their own situations and them doing their own thing, that now they're finally together and they have to remember how to work together as a team almost, which they slowly got to by the end of the episode.
Yeah. We have had plenty of episodes where it was like not full Team Flash, but parts of Team Flash. So it's not a well-oiled machine anymore where they know how to work together. I mean, there are, you know, certain people of Team Flash that hold it together. Iris certainly was one of those like, main flagships that you know, for a few seasons was really leading the team, and it really shows. So I was okay actually with what was going on. The fact that they all went off to do different things. It's reminiscent of early seasons, which is cool. You know, it can't all be kumbaya. Hey, you know, we'll rally together. We are all here together for each other and we'll make this work. Like, I would find that to be more boring of an episode. So this is actually something that I did like because it will show character growth, character development. It will show and give you reasons to like or dislike some of these actors. Because let's face it, you know, I have my favorites. I have like, you know, ones that I kind of dislike. I would like to be proved wrong of why I like you, you know? And Cisco being whiny, I'm not liking it. I used to love Cisco. Cisco was a great actor, great character for me. But he's been doing the same thing. And I don't know whether it's why. I don't know whether it's this defeatist mentality that he has. And I don't know if it's the actor and his I'm tired of being on the show coming through as the character. Or if it's really just how he is and he's feeling powerless. He's feeling like I made a mistake getting rid of my powers and I have nothing to do with Team Flash anymore.
No, you're right. It was also just more realistic based off what you were saying. This was definitely a more realistic situation.
Yes,
it would have just been super unrealistic for them all of a sudden to come together and work well together.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought it was also interesting that, like you said, Iris is one of the ones that brings people together, as has been Joe in the past. But now it's Cecile, which is weird, right? Like, and I don't hate it. I like it, but it's different because it's always been either Joe or Iris. And now it's Cecile, a woman or an actor or a character who hasn't really had that much screen time in the past. But in the last few episodes, she's become one of the more important characters.
And to add on to that, there was a lot of different roles, different characters playing different roles in this episode because, like you said, Iris and Joe are usually, like, the flag bearers for Team Flash. Like, no, we need to get back together, get together as a team. But this episode, it seemed like it was Nash, Wells, and Cecile because it was Nash that was helping out Barry, trying to get him back together in his head. Right. And then it was Cecile trying to help out Cisco. And my frustration was with that whole, like, beginning part was, why are they disbanding when Cisco and Barry are in the same predicament, like eye for eye almost? The love of their lives have both been gone for 5 weeks, for a couple weeks at this point. And they just like, oh, I guess I'm just going to figure this out on my own. It frustrated me. But that's just my opinion.
Makes sense, though. In that scenario, I think it makes sense because Barry has his mission of he has to fix the Speed Force. You know, he's the one connected to the Speed Force. It's dying, so he has to create a new one. Cisco has no connection to it. He has no ties whatsoever. Like, he had his own power. Cisco has to deal and work with what his plan was. I mean, he said it himself, like, maybe we could access the mirror world through different vibrations. And that's all his world. That was all of his world. This was his power, his vibe, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was kind of, let's not put all of our eggs in one basket, because if they both focused on one thing and it failed, then they got nothing. At least you have Cisco working on the vibration, some whatever vibration thing to get into the mirror world, and Barry working on the Speed Force, which if he does get it working, could flash vibrate, whatever it is, into a mirror world or into another universe as well. I think the only reason why they haven't had that fixed yet is because it borders the line of like Barry discovering that there really is other dimensions still. This kind of is a plot hole because we just got rid of all the worlds into one world. But now the mirror world is kind of like a whole nother world again. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
it's bordering a line. So
I have a question. Did you guys feel like I sympathize with Cisco? But when they were saying that Camille, is it Camille or Camilla? I forget.
I think it's Camilla.
Camilla.
Yeah, I think it's Camilla.
Camilla. Yep. So when they kept saying that Camilla is the love of his life and the one for, you know, I just didn't feel it because they haven't spent any time showing us much of that. And I know that's something we've talked about in the past, that it's like all of a sudden she's just there, you know? Versus when he had a relationship with Gypsy, we felt that more because they showed us more. Yeah, it was just something that I noticed and wondered what you guys thought about that.
Zach, you
yeah,
go
I mean, it's just something that you kind of have to roll the punches on. The other actress left the show for another show. I'm not sure if that show's still on. You know, props to the actress of being like, you know what, I'd rather go out in a blaze and like had a nice death scene and everything, and really led to some growth for Cisco. Yeah, I just, you know, it's just one of those things I put to the side. I'm like, all right, this is what we have. It's what it is. Because Gypsy's not coming back, you know. That's his real love. Let's just face it. That's not coming back.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think she was his real love, but I think there's a key thing that a key thing that we're missing is that I think his relationship with Camilla actually grew when Gypsy passed away. Because if you remember, Camilla was right there the whole time, like, you know what? I'm gonna go there with you. I'm gonna be your rock when you need it the most. And I think that kind of was like showing for him, like, this is a ride or die for me, even when it's like dealing with my past love and stuff. That shows you the rider with him. So like, I have no problems with him saying that he loves her, because I feel like we've seen enough. It definitely wasn't as much as Allegra or as Gypsy.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely see where you're coming from. But that kind of dips into one of what I thought the theme of this episode was, which was so frustrating to me, which seemed like it was self-doubt. And it was like that, it was that for every character.
Everybody. Yeah.
Like, from Barry, self-doubting his own powers, self-doubting his own like intellectual like mind, pretty much just not thinking he can do it, to Cisco with not thinking he's good enough with his powers, to Allegra, like to Caitlin, it was so many people that just thought, oh, I can't do it. Even the Pied Piper, he's like, oh, the love of my life is gone. I tried everything I can do. Like, it was so much self-doubt. I felt like
it was too much.
It didn't. Do you think it gave anyone character development?
No. No, not at all. I mean, I was extremely annoyed with Pied Piper, Hartley. I mean, his self-doubt was like, it was unbelievable. It was just like one attempt to save his boyfriend, which we, like, the team didn't know was his boyfriend yet. And he's like, well, my world is over. Never ask me for help again. It's just like, dude, really? Like, come on. You got a room full of the smartest scientists. Like, you try one thing and that's it. It was too much self-doubt. It permeated all throughout the episode. If one or two characters have it, sure, but not everyone needs to have it. And I know everyone's having like their own, they're all down on their own luck. You know, they lost their lovers and all this stuff, but come on, you know, it was too much.
Yeah. What do you think, Siksha?
I actually liked it for everyone except for Snow, which I hope we talk about Snow in a minute, but other than Snow, Frost. Frost, Killer Frost. I liked it for everybody else because they're all heroes, and to see heroes, even they doubt themselves, but they still pick themselves up and they still go and fight when they need to. It's like that scene where Pied Piper overhears Barry talking. It's like, I know I don't have the speed, but I gotta at least try, you know? And it just humanizes them a little bit more, makes them a little bit more relatable, that even these heroes, they're not up high all the time. Like, they have their issues and their self-doubt and their problems, but they still fight. So I think that's a subtle message that the writers were maybe trying to send. I don't know, or maybe I just read too much into it, but I liked it.
I could see that. I agree with your point there.
I like that perspective.
Yeah.
Not my only frustration. My biggest frustration was with Cisco's self-doubt, because I feel like we've seen him on the opposite side of that so many times, telling whoever, mainly Barry, you're more than just your powers. You have your brain, you have your personality. Like, you're a whole person that people love and that people respect and that people think that you're a leader. When you weren't Vibe, why is it now that you think that you need your powers, or you need this, or you need your girl to like prove all these things? It's like, it seemed like he was taking steps back to me. Like I feel like he was past those moments because he's seen Barry go through those things so much. So like I didn't like that.
Well, so things that like he learned in the past kind of just was forgotten.
It just seemed like he was just like not listening to like, or not like realizing that he's doing the same thing Barry does every season.
Okay, so I agree with you a little bit because we've seen Cisco's character development, and I mean, he's really grown as a character, but now he's in love and he has the love of his life who's been captured and he doesn't know if she's even alive or dead. So I think that might have shattered him a little. They showed that shattered him a little bit and altered his perspective and made him start to question things because he's scared, right? Because that was a common theme this episode too, what with Pied Piper and Barry and all of them. So I think that having possibly lost the love of his life is what kind of had him take a couple steps back. But I don't think overall the character has gone back. I think he's just scared and frightened in the moment and that he'll be fine moving forward.
Yeah, I definitely hope so. It was just a frustrating point because I feel like we've seen that specific frustration and storyline from characters, especially in Team Flash, that was like, it's too much the same thing that they had to have learned. So that, but I mean, like you said, they're all human at the end of the day. They can have however many superpowers, they can be however smart they want to be, but they're human at the end of the day. So like you said, but I do want to talk about Caitlin because we brought her up in people with self-doubt. And I think it is Caitlin Snow, right? That is her name. I think that's where you kept calling her Snow. Cause you're like, and I was like, why is she saying Snow? I was like, no, it's just Caitlin Snow and then Killer Croc.
It's just Caitlin.
It's a lot of names. She has four names right now, technically. I mean, like two first and last names. But either way, so do you guys think that this is a pregnancy ploy? I know we talked about it last week, but like they continue to go on with this storyline. Like she's not there yet. So is this a pregnancy ploy or is this like something that's going to evolve with her mother? Shiksha, you're already shaking your head, so just go on.
This is definitely a pregnancy ploy. Are you kidding me? And I understand why they're doing it, because she's pregnant. But also, I feel like it's a disservice to her character, because we have seen her struggle between the two personalities. We've seen them both grow and start to work together. But Killer Frost has always been a badass, no matter what. I mean, we've seen her doubt herself at the beginning of this season, but even then she was a badass, and here it was almost like she was just Caitlin and she was, you know, overwhelmed by all these insecurities. And so that's why I was saying that I didn't mind it for all the other characters with their self-doubt, and because they are human, but with Frost, no, because we've already seen that from her. We've seen her grow out of that, and now they're making her take 10 steps backward. And I do think it's because she's pregnant, because the whole team has come together to fight, except for Caitlin, because she's hurt. How many times have they been hurt before? But they're in Star Labs, you know, not at home. So, I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, we're dealing with the COVID-19, and it pushed things back a lot. Probably the timeline of what they had originally thought her pregnancy was going to be and having her take time off, probably... She could, when they start filming again, I would hope, want to go back to work when, you know, she has enough time with her baby. I don't know if it's a plot line or if it's like a story that they might just toss to the side a little bit when the next season comes around, because they're just like, oh, well, this kind of worked out better. But yeah, certainly a, you know, pregnancy thing. For sure.
The pregnancy.
I was just going to say that I wish. Instead, I mean, I understand the pregnancy thing, but they could have easily had her stay at Star Labs, have some excuse for her to not be Frost and to be Caitlin instead, because Caitlin is the doctor. She's smart. Maybe she could have helped in some ways versus Frost helps with the fighting. And so maybe they could have done it so that she needs to stay in the lab and help use her brains or something along those lines. Would have been more true to the character, I think, than staying at home because she's hurt.
Yeah. I agree with you guys. It's frustrating because we know that she's pregnant, so like we're looking for it, and like for her to be on the same couch in the same position for multiple episodes, it's just like, come on, y'all. Like the writers are way too creative to do something so basic But like, I did commend them on the storyline because, like you said, I mean, but like, everyone was humanized in this episode. Even the metas, because she is a meta, but like, she was humanized. Like, she was insecure. She's like, maybe she's not gonna like me, so I'm just gonna push her off first. And Hartley said, "Is like, your human side is showing and is beautiful and everything." And I feel like it was an okay storyline for her to be upset, but it was still, you're still sitting in the same seat. Like, there's so much more creative ways, and it's frustrating because I don't see it changing in the next episode. But from the rumors that I've heard online, they're not going to start shooting until October of next year, of this year, which is in upwards of what, 5 months from now, five and a half months from now. So I don't know where she is along, but that gives her a decent amount of time to obviously go through with the pregnancy and then hopefully have time to spend time with her child, and then we'll see her back. But that is just a hope as a fan. So,
well, you didn't feel like that storyline was wrapped up now that she graduated? Did Dibney's becoming a human? What was it becoming?
Diploma.
Diploma, yeah. I mean, I think that entire storyline is just done and wrapped up. Like, I'm satisfied with that. That she got that handmade diploma. You know, it's perfect.
Storyline is in, like, story... no more Killer Frost.
No, I'm making a joke.
Oh, okay. I'll just say, like,
sarcastic. No, like, dude, I think I was it was not a. That. No, it was stupid. I mean, it's cute, but it's kind of like, here's your diploma. We're seeing you off because, as the actors, we know you're going to like have your baby, and that's that. Like,
yeah,
you know what? It worked for the it worked for the episode because, like, quite honestly, if we were to try and put her into all of these episodes, it's just a lot of storyline. So to give her less of a storyline, I hear the argument, but like, we gotta pick and choose, guys. I love the show, you know. I can't be hating on it for everything.
Honestly,
so yeah. Great show still. Really enjoy it, I promise you.
Honestly though, I think the shortened season might help them out in the long run, because if we got three more episodes of Caitlin sitting in the couch, after two more episodes I would have done cuss somebody out, like, dog, move or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have added a lot more frustration from the viewers if she was sitting in the same couch for like three more episodes. So to like kind of cut it off and then jump 5 months later, it might be a little bit better that, oh, she's already with her mother. She's doing some trials and stuff until she's good enough, or like until she's done with medical leave as a real human, not as a character, Caitlin. So we'll see. But that was, what were you going
to
say?
So did you guys notice she said to Ralph that she's going to be gone a while? That was written before COVID-19. So that was clearly their way of getting her to come out of the episodes, the next few episodes. She's gone. She's with her mom trying to get cured. And then she'll come back.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say that now that we have this big break that was, you know, nobody could have planned for that. Maybe that she's gone for a while isn't the case anymore. She will, I don't know, they'll do a fast forward or something. Cisco will come back.
Yeah.
Mm. The chat is actually talking about it. Danielle Pennebaker had her baby April 2nd, I think it was.
Oh, she had her baby. Oh,
she
wow.
She had her baby. So,
well, that's a blessing.
April 2nd, it was. So, yeah. That's cool.
April 2nd? That's what's up. She should have had her on April 1st so she could be an April 4th baby. But, you know, that's beside the point. Hey, we're all Aries, so we're all out here. No, but congratulations to Candace. Or, no. What's her?
Congratulations.
Danielle.
Yeah. Sorry. Congratulations. No, that's dope that she already had her baby. And I was about to throw it to you anyways with the meta tweets. You're already incorporating the fans. So what are the fans saying about this episode?
Awesome, guys. So it was kind of all over the place tonight. For all you who don't know, MetaTweets is something that we go to. When we were in studio, we would be live watching what you guys are tweeting. But given that the episode was yesterday, I pulled some of the best ones. And we even have a very special tweet at the end from a very special person who came in and joined. So why don't we head on over. And the first tweet that I have, and it's so funny because we were talking about Iris. This is from Sade at DT Iris. Iris, when they finally take her out of the mirror, hashtag the Flash, and it's this classic scene from Titanic. It's been 84 years. Rose, good old Rose, talking about her first time talking about Titanic. I thought it was hilarious because, I mean, quite honestly, it's going to be a while till Iris gets out. Let's just face it, you know? The next tweet that I thought was kind of funny was Ja Rae at the Mary Berry. Honestly, can't believe it took Barry this long to put two and two together that Hartley's upset because Roderick is Hartley's boyfriend. Fastest man alive, my ass. Hashtag the Flash. And it's just this woman just like completely disappointed. We didn't talk much about it, but I mean, it was pretty obvious. Like the second I brought that little storyline into it, I was like, oh, Hartley's boyfriend. Easy enough. Like this is why
they did it. He said my world like twice. Or like the first time I was like, oh, okay. Like that's dude, all I, it, that's all I
it
need.
It took Barry quite a while, and it was like him talking about himself. I think to be like, oh, it's been that's what it is.
He's been slow recently, hasn't he?
And yeah, well, he's been losing his power, so maybe that's what that is. And then the next one I have from at Iris CKP, the fact that Barry Iris, she's done it twice now. Iris has done this twice now, and their daughter. Have all filmed death videos. Doesn't sit right with my spirit. Like, what type of family brand? Hashtag the Flash. And it's a very, very sad Taylor looking Swift. It looks like she's
stuff that's right so here. Devastating.
But, dude, it is. I mean, like, they have all died so many times and, like, filmed death scenes. It's got to be blowing on, like, your on the actor itself as well, you know? And this leading into it even more with Iris. This is at West Olson's. She writes, Iris has left two videos for Barry now in case something happens to her. Hashtag the Flash. And then it's Michael Scott. Do you think making me cry is cool? I love this. And now the very special guest tweet that I just had to put on here. This we normally do four, but I put a fifth one. This is going to be for all my nerds out there. It is by yours truly, yourself. Zach Silverman, at Zach Silverman too. They straight Yamcha'd Godspeed tonight and did him dirty. Hashtag the Flash. Now, for all you who don't know this, there's a running joke in Dragon Ball Z that Yamcha is a very weak fighter. And there's a classic scene where he just gets pummeled real quick and you could look at it and he's like in a divot. And the second I saw this, it was a split second. And I was like, I can't believe they just did this. Somebody on the Flash is a Dragon Ball Z fan. And they're like, we're going to do this. And make it dirty. I screenshotted it, put it in there. You could see the like how similar they are. And I was geeking out. I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a nerd. Guys, that's the meta tweets. For all you who don't know, I like to take the tweets that you guys are writing to us. So next time, tweet away. Maybe I'll get to talk about yours.
That's what's up. Appreciate you doing that. And I love the Dragon Ball Z reference because during this quarantine, I am binge watching Dragon Ball Z.
I saw. Yes.
Dragon Ball Z Super. So I was like, right when you said that, I was already about it. But yeah, I love that. So Shiksa, do you have any news for us on the Flash?
I do. All right, guys. So Brett Berlanti, he's the creator of the show. He actually donated $1 million to the COVID-19 Hollywood relief efforts, from that $1 million, $600,000. is going towards the workers on his shows. He said that there were about 17 shows and 5,000 workers. So they're going to disperse that, but they're going to give more to the ones who really need it. And then the other 400,000 are going towards different companies that'll help with keeping productions healthy and clean. Basically. Yeah. So I thought that was really cool of him to do, to donate that money. So good for him. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Really cool. Next up, Grant Gustin, who plays the Flash, addresses a fan's complaint that we haven't seen much of the Flash this season in an interview with ET. He said, quote, I would say it's safe to say, hold out hope that we're going to figure this thing out. Whether it's an artificial speed force or restoring the speed force, I've got to imagine that we're going to figure it out. So we will get more Flash eventually. This is just temporary, guys. He went on to talk about how it's actually been really fun for him to not have to be in that suit all day long and to get to wear, like, comfortable clothes throughout. He's like, I'm really comfy. I'm having a good time. So even though you guys aren't getting Flash, I'm okay with it for right now. But it's okay. He's already said that the Flash will make a comeback. And lastly, next week is the last week. Next week is the finale, or the alternate finale. So yeah, it's really sad, but at least we get this much, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are here, but that leads us right into our predictions. Because next week is the finale, how do you guys think this will end? We have so many storylines in the Mirrorverse, Barry not having speed, Cisco going to Atlantis. How do you think next week will end, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was talking about it last week. I did not get to see again the previews, but I definitely think we are going to be left more of a cliffhanger as opposed to wrapping the story up as most seasons have done. I'm okay with the cliffhanger because this goes back to, you know, Barry when he got stuck in the Speed Force and then he came back next season, didn't finish like wrapping that up. I thought that was a great way of doing it. If we get to do that again, and let's play on words, have a mirroring of that season where Iris is stuck and comes back and is crazy and then we have to deal with that for the next season. You know what? That's cool. That's good writing. That's not, hey, let me just rush just to wrap things up, because some things take longer than a full season. And I'm okay with a through line all the way through. That's what makes a great series. Not an episode, not a season, but a great show. So, and they could do it. They have.
Mm-hmm. Sixer, what do you think?
After listening to you guys talk, I have to agree. Iris is not coming out next week. It's just so sad, but it's true. It'll just be too rushed. There's too many other things going on. I'll be surprised at this point if she does come out next week. I think that they were planning to have her come out by the end of the season, but, you know, COVID-19. So, and then regarding the Speed Force, do you guys think that they're going to somehow take the speed from Godspeed? Because he was taking the speed. So what if Barry takes the speed?
Yes, but it won't be long term. Like, he still needs a Speed Force. Yeah. So like, I don't know if they'll use it for the exact powers. I think he might like use his blood maybe to generate a Speed Force.
Yeah,
a robot's blood, because these guys are like little robots. Okay. And the weird thing is that he's supposed to be part of. Godspeed is part of the Speed Force as well. He got his powers from when Barry and the lightning came down in season 2 or something like that. That's technically how it's supposed to be. So he should be losing his powers as well. But he's the only speedster who can steal speed.
So I wonder if they're going to capture Godspeed eventually, and then they're going to use that speed to fix the Speed Force.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that would be, but we will see. I mean, like you guys said, we only have one episode next week. I cannot see Iris coming out in one episode. I think that's going to be a cliffhanger. Yeah. I think Cisco going to Atlantis is going to be a cliffhanger. And I think Barry is going to, I think there's going to be like a time crunch. I think that's what's going to be the real big cliffhanger. Like, yo, if you don't get Iris, Camille, and David out in the next 24 hours, there's going to be real repercussions. But we will see. We will see you guys all next week, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. But before we leave, where can they find you, Shiksha?
My name is Shiksha Methani, aka Bali Girl. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Bali Girl. So come find me so we can keep chatting about The Flash and Bollywood if you're interested.
Zach, what about you?
Guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman too.
That's what's up. And you guys can follow me at Jeff Will Jr. on all your social media platforms if you guys want to continue that conversation. And like I said, we appreciate you guys for tuning in, and we will be back next week for the season finale. And we'll see what happens. But yeah, till then, have fun.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.